Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Reinvent Yourself Podcast, a space where we heal, we laugh, and discuss some real issues that people face daily. My name is Shantae, and I am not only the host of this show, but also a mental health advocate and founder of Reinvent Yourself Coaching. Here, I share a life journey to self-love and the importance of mental health and self-care. I am so glad you decided to join me today. Let's get into today's episode. Thank you for joining me for yet another episode. So in this episode, we're going to dive into the importance of a healthy mindset, which can lead to a healthy lifestyle. Everyone has a chapter they don't read out loud. Everybody has a moment in time, a chapter in their life journey that they want to keep sacred. They want to heal on a more personal level internally because that part is just too taunting for them to speak it out loud for everyone to pass judgment on them, which is okay. Because when I look at your healing journey, I look at it as personal. It's all about you. It's not about no one else. There's a clear connection between the way your brain thinks and the way your body feels. Simply changing the way you think and taking charge of what occupies your mind can improve your physical health and well-being. While positive thinking won't cure everything, a healthy mindset is a key component to a healthy body. And when you think about your mindset and the way that you feel and the way that you think, they all intertwine with each other. So why not wake up every day and speak those positive thoughts to yourself? Build your mind up. Your mind is just a big muscle that needs you to exercise, not just your body, your mind. You need to feed it. Read, write, speak life into yourself. Build that mental muscle, because once your mind is right and clear of all this confusion and what life throws at us, then you get more into the physical aspect. You'll find yourself wanting to get out more, wanting to walk more, go to the gym, hit the elliptical, everything. And not only that, you have to nourish your mind. You have to eat right. So you have to put those healthy things in your body, your fruits, your vegetables, anything of that nature that can make you feel good. Your self-care journey is all about it's the whole package. It's the mind, body, and soul. You have to feed those rooms. You have to check in with yourself. Because you could physically be fit, but mentally be messed up. Because you're dealing with so much, you're taking in so much, and you don't know how to process it. So you have to make sure that your mindset is healthy, in which it can lead to having a healthy lifestyle. And lifestyle is not just physical well-being. It's your emotional well-being. It's your spiritual well-being. It's everything that makes you you, your personality, emotions, how do you handle certain things. It comes full circle on how we walk through life on that. And there are many ways that you can help with the whole attributes of your healthy mindset. Making your treatments more effective by expecting them to work. Think positive outcomes. Anything that you are facing today, anything that you will face in the future, because life happens. Think positive outcomes. Think about the positivity. Think about the positivity that can come from whatever situation that you are in. Think of the greatness. Think about it not happening because of a bad thing, but a good thing. Like I always say, I'm vocal about this. You have to understand yourself and you have to protect yourself. you know what's not right for you. At times in life, we always go after what we know is not right for us. We ignore the signs. We pray about it. We speak life into something. But if it's dead, it's not going to come into fruition. And sometimes we ignore that and we don't look at it for what it is. And we keep pursuing something that is not right for us. 2022 is no more of that. We need to look at it for what it is. Be thankful that we went through it and learn the lesson that it was meant to teach us during that moment. And keep looking forward. You have to sleep better, like by showing yourself gratitude. Have you ever had something on your mind that you couldn't sleep at night? Or if you did sleep, you got a limited amount of sleep because you tossing and turning. That gratification. Write down before you go to bed or when you wake up in the morning or before you go to sleep. If you don't want to journal, talk to yourself. Things that you are grateful for. Thankfulness, things that you did, that you accomplished, that you are proud of yourself for. Give yourself the praises that you need for the day. What did you do for that day that you are so proud that you accomplished that day? You could have got up and wrote in your journal that you ain't picked up in a week or two. That's something to be thankful for. You could complete a task off your list of to-do things for that day. For the week, you could have outdone yourself on a project. You could have balanced a checkbook that you wanted to do for a while. You have to celebrate anything. Be grateful and see the positivity in what you accomplished for that day. You could have made dinner. And you ain't made dinner in 4 or 5 days. And you made dinner and it was good, nutritious, and you are full. And you could have did your bedtime routine on time for tonight. Anything, just be grateful for it. Show yourself that gratification that you need to give yourself that positive mind frame. You have to celebrate the small things before you can celebrate the big things. Because when you can appreciate the little things, the big things is going to be easy and nothing. Because in life, we sometimes don't look at the small things. We don't look at the little accomplishments because our mind is set on the bigger goal. But sometimes there's no bigger goal. Sometimes your bigger goal is all of your small goals crunched together. So you have to show yourself that gratitude. Like, look at the grateful. Be grateful of the small things. Thankful for yourself of what you accomplished for that day. You have to focus on your purpose in life. Like, what is your sense of purpose? What do you feel that you were destined to be? What is your greatest satisfaction out of life? You have people out here that loves to help people. They love to give back. That is a fulfillment for them. And when you find your purpose in life and you're doing what you love to do, like, it makes your life meaningful. Being a parent is meaningful to a lot of people because they brought this tiny human into this world and they are watching them grow and become their individual selves. And you look at your children and say, I did that. You got your business that you birthed. And you see it growing from 0 to 6-figure, 7-figure, 8-figure business. You have employees and you can sit back with your feet up. That's your purpose in life. Everybody's ultimate purpose in life is to be at peace and not have to worry. Put them bills on auto pay. So you have to find and focus on your purpose, your sense of purpose out of life that can help your mindset, like develop it into that positive mindset. Because when you reach that milestone in your life, like, it is a satisfaction that's unexplainable. And then you have to understand that the power of your mind, like, your mind can be your best asset and your worst enemy. So you have to build that mental strength. You have to stay on a positive note. Even at times, it can be difficult for you to stay on that road of positivity. Like, you have to. Because your whole outcome and your whole outlook on everything starts on a mental level. And the era, the time that we are in now, a lot of people are starting to pay close attention to their mental. They are starting to try to figure out ways where they can declutter what's on their mind. Like, calm down that anxiety. Get over that depression. Like, stop listening to those inner voices. They are trying to work through their problems. They are trying to rebuild from childhood trauma or adult trauma. You have domestic violence survivors trying to get out of survivor mode, try to take their life back, take their power back. You have people that just go through so much, that went through so much in life, and they start to take accountability for the problems that they caused. You have people taking accountability for situations that they were in and not pointing a finger no more, because we all cannot sit around and point fingers. We all have to look at ourselves, because it's bigger than that. And when you understand the power of your mind and understand that it can be your best asset or your worst enemy, and you build in that mental strength, the sky's the limit, because it starts there. And so many people before this year or the past 2 years didn't understand until we had to quarantine and we had to sit with ourselves and we had to understand ourselves and we had to start looking at ourselves in a way we never looked at ourselves before, because all we had was ourselves. It's putting people in a different headspace. It's helping people understand their purpose. It's helping people understand the capabilities that they hold, the power that they hold, the control that they hold over their own life that they didn't know that they held. It's helping people be authentically them. And they are loving it. But we have to make sure that keeps going. We have to understand the importance of having that healthy mindset 24/7. But it's not to say we don't have bad days, because we are allowed to have bad days. We are allowed to have days where we're not feeling it. We are allowed to have days that it's just not it right now. And that is okay. But we can't allow it to consume us. We can have our days. We can have our down days. That's fine. But don't let that day turn into 2, 3, 4, 5, and so forth. We have to go through it, understand it, and overcome it. So thank y'all for another episode. I appreciate it. Until next time.